Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 3 of Comme d'Archi Episode 85 with a beautifully ecological project by Foral Studio, the Écoquartier de la Gare du Grand Paris Express in Cachan, France. Let's start with a brief presentation of the studio in their own words. In a construction world that does more greenwashing than real responsible projects, the agency Foral Studio works on projects where architecture and environment are intrinsically linked. Founded at the end of their studies at the Paris-Malaquais School of Architecture by Nicolas Buisson, architect and engineer, and Hugo Crespi, architect and urban planner, then associated with Julien Pilon, the agency is the winner of the Albums of Young Architects and Landscape Architects 2020. It brings together different profiles, architects, engineers, urban planners, and interior architects who work together on all types of projects for all types of clients who share with us the desire to build differently. Nicolas Buisson and Hugo Crespi carry this ecological commitment for building projects, interior design, and even territorial strategy. There is no small project. The agency works particularly on the question of resources, the way they are produced, the actors who control them, the political stakes that condition them, the know-how and the culture that are associated with them. As a project management assistant for the regional natural parks of the Grand Est region, Foral Studio works on the issue of the valorization of biosourced materials, wood, straw, raw earth. As in Mazières de Touraine on the banks of the Loire River, where Foral Studio has created a facility for a rural town whose roof is made from local chestnut shingles instead of slates that could only have come from Spain or Portugal. As in Issoudun in the center of France, where Foral Studio will soon deliver a social and solidarity grocery store in a sensitive area of the city whose walls are made of wood with straw insulation. A waste product of agriculture with insulating powers that the agency sees as an essential lever to improve the natural comfort of our buildings and limit their carbon impact. Like in Alixan on the Rhône River, where Foral Studio renovated a stone building and its adjoining adobe barn, a local raw earth construction system that was forgotten by local artisans and inhabitants. Instead of trying to make buildings the same as before, just changing the materiality, the agency advocates an aesthetic that highlights the sustainable building techniques or low-tech devices that it implements. The entire team shares the conviction that architectural form must reflect a new way of living and resisting in a world of limited resources, a deregulated climate, and reinforced inequalities. A few meters away from the Loire Castle of Azay-le-Rideau, the extension of former stables, transformed into a tourist office, houses a solar chimney that will allow the natural cooling of visitors. It's a typical shape, turned towards the sun and whose façade is pierced by large vents, indicates to the inhabitants that this building is entirely conceived around the refreshing sensation of an air current on the skin. Rather than undergo these climatic and societal evolutions, Foral Studio advocates a life project that takes advantage of the natural environment in the broadest sense, in which the human being is one of the components. Sobriety and respect for our planet are not synonymous with discomfort or frustration, but rather the two sine qua non conditions for being happy and having fun in a world in flames. In 2022, Foral Studio has just won the competition for the Écoquartier de la Gare du Grand Paris Express in Cachan, in association with the agencies Valeurs des Pistes, Amonique et Masson, and DDDA for BNP Paribas Real Estate, SPI Batignolles, and CEPROM. In the housing project that the agency has designed, the Guichon, we find the same principles on a larger scale that have been driving small projects. The building is cut in two parts to preserve green corridors initiated in the gardens of neighboring suburban housing. Large roofs house solar chimneys for natural ventilation of the 22 dwellings. Wood and straw walls on a masonry base house modular duplex dwellings, all served by planted outdoor spaces. To bring a little inertia, compressed earth bricks are made from the earth extracted from the site and are used to make partitions separating the dwellings, all of which are dual aspect. On the train station side, a third-party venue houses the various events and meetings of the associations that bring this neighborhood to life at the crossroads of the urban and metropolitan scales. Foral Studio seeks to demonstrate that an eco-responsible construction is possible whatever the size of its projects. There is no fatality in the small means of small projects or the cynicism of large ones. Another life and another architecture are possible. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from Sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.